Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, peoples of the world, breakcore lovers, hardcore lovers, folk, funk lovers, all of you out there, welcome to the Anarchist and 606 show. That includes Parasite as well, although I don't think 606 is going to be with us tonight. Instead, we have a special guest, Paul Rock, who's going to be giving us a brief history of rock music. But without further ado, let's hear a bit of Drop the Lime. Okay, there was Donna Summer with Heels Overhead. And previous to that was Drop the Lime with Step It Up. Next one is a bit of, I think it's the Digital Mystics on DMZ, and this is going out to all the ladies who are listening in at the moment. These guys played at the Black Swan a couple weekends ago at Subloaded, and it was blinding. Go to dmzuk.com to check out their latest releases. I thoroughly recommend it. That was actually Lofa with a Twist Up VIP remix. I think that's DMZ number 3, remixing tracks off DMZ number 1. But you can get these and other grime and dubstep stuff at DSWAT. Worth mentioning, Donna Summer, that track we played earlier, he's changed his name to Jason Forrest. And he's going to be playing at Toxic Dance Hall on Saturday, 11th of June. So get yourselves down there for that. It's going to be a fat one. Hello, Anarchist.
Hello, Parasite. Here's your tea.
Right, next up we've got a bit of KGB Kid. I'll find out the track list for this one. I'm not sure what it's called.
Should get everyone up here.
Any boy test me just sing that tongue. Lyrics on me mouth is like a bullet from a gun. Any boy test me just sing that tongue. Lyrics on me mouth is like a bullet from a gun. Lyrics on me mouth is like a bullet from a gun. Lyrics on me mouth is like a bullet from a gun. Any boy test me just. Any boy test.
Hello and good evening. I'm joined in the studio by my fellow mate and rock expert, Paul Rock. How you doing, man?
I'm alright, man. How are you?
I'm good. Do you mind me referring to you as Paul Rock?
I don't mind. No one ever has before, but that's okay.
Cool. And tonight you're going to give us a brief history of rock and roll, maybe spread over three consecutive shows or more, depending on how long it takes.
Yeah, well, it took 40 years so far, so three shows is enough, you know?
40 years, excellent. And it's still going strong, man.
Still going strong, yeah, absolutely.
Right, we're going to play a few tracks of Paul's selection. What's up first, man?
The first one is a track from Bill Haley and the Comets. Bill Haley was born in 1925, came out of Pennsylvania as a swing leader. He formed the Comets around 1954. Rock Around the Clock was recorded in 54, the year that apparently rock and roll is said to have been born. They also covered Big Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle and Roll, but this one should be Rock Around the Clock.
Cool, bring it on.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
Blinding stuff there, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, Bill Haley, man. Bill Haley, country musician, covered lots of old R&B song. That was a cover of an old Sammy Day song, Rock Around the Clock. Flopped when it first came out, went straight into number one in 1955 after it was part of the movie Blackboard Jungle. And part of the Pennsylvania College played it late one night and the college rooms burnt down in the riot that followed. How cool is that?
Right, any music that can incite a riot has got to be bloody good.
Yeah, well, Bill Haley kind of fell out of favour with the fans after Elvis came out, because he'd go on Bandstand and be televised and people would see that he was fat and he was bald and he wasn't really that much rock and roll. So he kind of faded out of things. By 1958, his last hit, Skinny Minnie, came out and did nothing whatsoever. So rest in peace, Bill.
Cool, cool. What's up next on this this trail of wonders?
Okay, this is a very, very strange man. Probably alien. I'm not entirely sure too much about the guy. He was born allegedly in 1932 in Georgia, and his name is Little Richard Pennyman.
Do it to me, do the food, oh. Cool, that was great. Do you want to tell me why you played that then?
Yeah, because it was better than great. That was Little Richard, you know, and the guy is great. There's a huge myth about that song, which if you say to anybody the words a wop bop a loo bop, they always say
a wop bamboo.
And it's not in there until the end of the song. It winds me up. People don't think about the music at all. They just go a wop bam boom, and it's the one thing that's lasted through all of rock and roll. I love it. Change the subject.
Okay then. What's up next?
One more thing I want to say about Richard, which is a great story of his. He was on tour in 1957 in Australia, and he had a really, really bad plane ride. And he came off of the plane and said, I had a vision of my own damnation. I wouldn't tell anybody what it was, but he immediately went to Sydney Harbour and threw $8,000 worth of diamond rings in the harbour and buggered off.
No.
Absolutely. He's a nutter.
You.
You're very welcome. It's a great story.
Cool. Okay. And right, moving onwards in our rock anthology, what do we have coming up next?
We've got coming up next one person that everybody thinks is the king of rock and roll, apart from Elvis, and I have proof that he isn't. It's Chuck Berry.
The rich and the poor.
I can't.
Everybody thinks Chuck Berry is so great at what he does, and for things like Sweet Little 16 and Johnny B. Goode on the studio versions, he really couldn't be surpassed. Even the Beach Boys nicked that song for the main riffs of Surfing USA and got right royally sued for it. But I've seen Chuck Berry a couple of years ago. I saw him have a fight with his piano player because he thought the piano was too loud and it wasn't even plugged in. He's just an arrogant pillock at times. I'm sorry to say, that's my opinion, obviously, but, you know, he's just really, really very concerned with his own image rather than music that he makes anymore. That's my opinion.
Okay, so why did you play him?
Because I still love him to bits. He's Chuck Berry, you know?
Okay.
You can't get away from the fact that the guy is Chuck Berry. He was born in 1926 in San Jose, grew up in St. Louis in Mississippi, absorbed the whole of the Southern blues culture, and he sang about cars, he sang about girls, he sang about school being just rubbish and things that identified with everything that rock and roll was about at the time. In 59, he was arrested for transporting a teenage prostitute over the state's lines. It was one of the first true cases of a rock and roll racist trial, and it was thrown out. Then it got into a second trial.
Why was it racist?
Basically, because the charges were trumped up. She wasn't a prostitute. She was dumped in the car by someone else, and then he drove her over the state lines. Yes, but
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it was basically done because he was a black guy that was saying all these things that teenagers should rebel, and somebody said, no, that's just not going to happen.
Ah, cool. Thank you for that.
And then he sadly ended it all with 1972's My Ding-a-ling. Enough said.
Yes, you see, I remember that.
Mm.
Obviously not originally, obviously.
Expertly covered by Des O'Connor, I believe.
I do always remember wondering about it as a child.
What, his ding-a-ling?
Yes.
Shall we move on? I don't want to think about Des O'Connor's ding-a-ling. In fact, the only good thing to say about Des O'Connor is he does own Buddy Holly's original guitar. And he keeps telling everybody to. But there we are. So I want to play a track by Carl Perkins, a guy often dismissed as a one-hit wonder. But then when you consider also in his career, he wrote Daddy Sung Bass for Johnny Cash and I Was So Wrong for Patsy Cline.
Good song.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy is Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get rid of, not go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but hump on, baby, let off of my shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Now let's rock that gold. Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Now let's go, cat, go. For the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's a blue suede shoe, the baby. Blue suede shoe, uh-huh. Blue suede shoe, the baby. Blue suede shoe.
Great, and that wasn't Elvis.
No, it wasn't Elvis. That was Carl Perkins, the guy that wrote the song in the first place, as far as I'm aware. But that recording of it for me is really kind of flat. It sounds too much like an average middle-of-the-road aging bar band, although it is Carl Perkins singing it. So if anybody can get me an original copy, I would be so grateful.
Cool. Anything else you'd like to say about Carl Perkins? Why did you choose that song?
Because it's Blue Suede Shoes, and although pretty much everybody knows that Elvis didn't write it and that Elvis covered it, it is, you know, some people do need to hear a Carl Perkins song.
Cool. What have you got next?
What we've got next is absolutely insane. It's demented, it's electrifying. It's by the Trashmen, a Minneapolis rock and roll band. Tony Andreasen on lead guitar, Dan Winslow on vocals and guitar, Bob Reed on bass and Steve Waha on drums and vocals. They played surf music to landlocked Minneapolis people long before the Beach Boys thought about it. They combined two songs, Bird the Word and Pa-pa-pa Umau Mau by the Ringtones for this Surfing Bird. It's one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time and contains a man going absolutely nuts right in the middle.
Take it away, Parasite.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner.
7
That was great, Paul.
Yeah, the Trash
Men.
That rocked like you wouldn't believe. Made famous, of course, for the second time around by the film Full Metal Jacket, with the helicopter landing scene. It's a great, great song.
Also done by the Cramps as well.
Yes, although slower, I think you said.
Yeah, it's all slow.
Slow and dark Z. It's not rock and roll, is it?
That's a nice grungy on the film.
Yeah, apparently so did Patsy Cline, but we won't go into that.
That was great. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
That rocked.
See you next time.
Yep.
Can I get one back now? Thank you.
to pray, studying about that good old way. And who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Well, hi, this is 606 here. That prior to the song you just heard, that was Sonic Youth and a track off the Death Valley 69 EP called I Dreamed a Dream. Parasite put it on, and I did ask Parasite to put on a different track called Brother James, which is a lot more kick-ass, but he went for the slow one. But that's okay, because it mixed with Anarchist's Choice, which was something off the soundtrack to Oh Brother, While We're Out There. What was it?
It was indeed.
You don't know which track?
Alison what?
Alison Krauss.
Alison Krauss is who it was. Oh, Lord, show me the way.
Well, thank you, gospel crew. And we're due to be lining up a track next.
It's in there.
This track next is one that Parasite got sent, and it's by this lad called Harry Cockburn, and it's fucking great. It's a really, really nice track. I do really like this. Take it away.
Carly found a pub in a lasagna.
Yeah, hello.
She wasn't even there, shut up!
Yeah, hello.
What that one? Shut up! Shut up! I ain't even got a bit, I ain't gonna see the brain, have I?
Yeah, hello.
Get back, you damn bastards! New, back, yeah, back, 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 new, back, yeah, back. Carly found a cube in a lasagna. Carly found a cube in a lasagna.
Hello.
What that one?
Baby sister, yeah. Baby sister, yeah.
Dust. Dust. Dust.
you fat shit.
Let you go.
Right, that was Glockman by Drop the Line.
Cool.
Rumour has it he's playing with Kid 606 at Toxic Dance Hall in October, but that is just a rumour.
Really? Fucking hell, he's good, Drop the Line. Really, really good.
Yeah, we saw him in Rennes in France and he totally rocked it.
He did, man. He was fucking good. Nice guy as well.
Yeah, Luca, a very nice kind of Italian New York chap.
Yeah, very New York.
York.
Gold teeth a lot, man.
So we've been playing a lot. What have we played?
What, tonight?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, just now? That was Drop the Line.
No, before that.
I don't know. I only just got in. You tell me. You were playing some
Oh, before that was some Motorhead.
Yes.
The Ace of Spades.
One of your personal favourites.
One of my personal favourites.
Well, finally.
And Metallica before that.
Finally.
The Wrong Speed.
The award. For those. Yeah, sorry about that. For those listening outside the UK, you may or may not be aware that on the 5th of May there's a general election, and the campaign between the various parties has been the usual lacklustre political bullshit you get. But finally, the war has become an issue. The war in Iraq has become a political issue. And I'm glad to say Bristol had a role in it. Tony Blair did a secret visit to Bristol, put his hand out to shake some woman's hand, and she withdrew her hand and said, "I will not shake the hand of a killer." Fantastic.
Nice. I also heard that Bristol West is going to swing the election either way, basically. It's down to us
in Bristol West.
Don't vote Labour.
So here's the score then from Bristol West. Either you start sending us money or we vote for Blair.
Wait, sending who money? You money?
Well, you personally?
Yeah. No, it's just seeing all this thing come about, the fact that Blair lied over the Iraq war dossier, and who's surprised? It does remind me of the line by the journalist I.F. Stone, who when asked by a student journalist what the most important lesson he'd ever learnt was, he said two words, government lie.
Damn right.